right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena in Cabot. And the teams are out for their shoot-around here as we're wrapping up halftime here at the arena. And it has been a good tournament for both of the especially for the Mountain Home ladies team. Unfortunately, the Mountain Home boys team, because they lost in the semifinals on the losers bracket, in kind of a different format. Normally, these holiday tournaments, you're guaranteed three games, as there's normally a seventh place game, but there was no seventh place game in this particular tournament. So, with the second loss, Mountain Home was, I guess, quote unquote, officially eliminated in the tournament. But a lot of basketball left to be played this season, and so a lot for Mountain Home fans to be proud of, as the Lady Bombers in the title game of the tournament. Just want to remind you good folks that coming up later in the month is the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament hosted by Mountain Home High School, and there is some great teams in that tournament, especially on the girls' side. You've got a past state champion in 5A in Watson Chapel, and so if you can, get on out to the hangar and support your Mountain Home Bombers and Lady Bombers as they will try to win championships on both the boys and the girls' side. That tournament begins on December the 27th and runs through the 29th. So stay tuned to Classic Hits 101.7. We'll let you know.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday show.
And as we get ready to start the second half here in Cabot, and the Lady Bombers will get the basketball to begin the second half. Mountain Home with Addison Yates will inbound the basketball, and she'll inbound to Emma Martin. Kind of a small crowd here tonight, and Martin will step up, miss the three, rebound Foreman, puts it up and in. Anna Grace Foreman with eight. That's a good sign for your Lady Bombers, 26-15. Foreman with eight. And now Izzy Arnold into the front court for the Lady Panthers, who will be moving from left to right. Here's Brooklyn Streisner on the left side. Streisner wants to drive. She'll put up the shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Comes down to Kate Gilbert. That young lady has played a nice game off the bench for the Lady Bombers. Here's Gilbert. Gilbert not trying to get the pass to Foreman, and it's stolen by Arnold. Here's Arnold. One on three. She'll drive. Lays it up. No good. And the fight for the rebound. And, Yates was trying to get the timeout and could not. And so the ball will go back to the Lady Panthers with 7:11 to play in the third quarter. Here's the inbounds to Wilson. Now to Streisner. Now back to Anna Wilson. She'll take the three. Shot no good. Rebound Foreman. Here comes Martin into the front court. Now to Peyton Husky. Husky controlling things. She's running the offense. She's your point guard. Husky will take the three. Yes! Peyton Husky from downtown. She's got four, and the Lady Bombers are on a 5-0 run to begin the half. Good sign. 6:39 to play in the third quarter, 26-18. Arnold with the basketball. Now here's Streisner. Now to Arnold. Arnold on the right wing. Arnold, she'll put up the three. Yes. Izzy Arnold is in double figures with 12. She says, anything you can do, I can do better. 29-18. The lead is 11 for Cabot. Here's Foreman. Foreman outside to Husky. She'll take another three. No good. And the rebound, the Paige Beelan of Cabot. Or Emily Beelan, I'm sorry. Here's Arnold. She'll drive into the front court. And now she'll give it up to Wilson. Wilson now over to Deja Jimerson. Jimerson now will give it back up to Izzy Arnold. 5:45 to play in the third quarter. Cabot leading 29-18. Here's Streisner now over to Jimerson. Now the left side to Arnold. Now to Wilson. She'll take another three. Yes. Wow. And now the lead is 14, the biggest of the game. for the Lady Panthers. Here's Emma Martin with the basketball. Martin trying to find a player down low. Now gets it out to Foreman. Now to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert, top of the key. Gilbert drives, lays it up. No good. Rebound, Yates. And that shot, no good. Actually, that shot blocked. Here come the Lady Panthers. Arnold into the front court. Arnold now out to Jimerson on the right wing. 4:54 to play. Jimerson now to Arnold. And Cabot, they're not afraid to try the outside shot. Here's Streisner. Now she'll give it back up to Izzy Arnold. And now Arnold, that three is blocked. And here come the Lady Bombers. And the pass up ahead. Foreman has it stripped. And here come the Lady Panthers. 4:26 to play. Jimerson. Now she'll give it up to Izzy Arnold in the near corner. Now here's Streisner. Streisner wants to drive. Lays it up. No good. Rebound Anna Grace Foreman. Here come the Lady Bombers. 4:13 to play. Here's Husky. She'll drive. Lays it up. No good. And the officials are letting them play. Up ahead. Here's Streisner. Streisner stops. Puts up the shot. And it's good. Brooklyn Streisner with 4:34-18. And Cabot starting to pull away in this one. 3:52 to play in the third quarter. Here is Emma Martin with the basketball. Martin pulls up from 16, shot no good, and the rebound to Beelan. Nothing is falling for the Lady Bombers. 3:32 to play in the third quarter. Cabot is on an 8-0 run. Here's Jimerson. Jimerson wants the drive. She'll put up the shot. Yes, off the glass, good by Deja Jimerson. She's got six, 36-18. And now Coach Leonard is going to call a timeout. This is going to be a full timeout. Let's take it with them. 3:09 to play in the third quarter. Cabot leading 36-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
All right, welcome back to Panther Arena here on the campus of Cabot High School in Cabot, Arkansas. 36-18, the Lady Panthers have stretched the lead out to 18, their biggest of the night. They are on a 10-0 run, and Mountain Home doing everything they can to stay in this ball game. Here's Emma Martin with the basketball. Now over to Addison Yates. Now Leah Jackson in the ball game. Here's Foreman. Now to Yates. And that's going to be a foul on Cabot. And Izzy Arnold will pick up her second foul. And now Peyton Husky will check back in the ballgame. She got a short rest. And Yates will take a seat. So here's the inbound play by Gilbert. Now to Foreman, now to Leah Jackson. Jackson, now here's a three by Husky. Yes, that's a big one, folks. Peyton Husky, her second three of the half. She's got seven for the game, 36-21, 2:38 to play in the third quarter. Here's Arnold with the basketball. Now over to Jaina Davis, who's in the game. Here's Jimerson, now to Arnold. Now here's Davis again. Davis with the basketball. Davis. That's close to 5 seconds, and that's exactly what it is. Good defense by Mountain Home. So let's see if the Lady Bombers can put together a little bit of a run here as we're in the latter stages of the third quarter. Here's Peyton Husky with the basketball. Husky now over to, nice pass down low. And Husky dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. Tough break for Mountain Home. 2:02 to play in the third quarter. Izzy Arnold will bring the basketball up into the front court for Cabot. Here's Jimerson. Also, Ashlyn Ball in the ball game. And Emily Beelan with the little layup, 38-21. The lead is 17. 1:33 to play in the third quarter. Here's Husky. Husky with the basketball. She'll drive, and we're going to have a blocking foul on Cabot. Kasia Jimerson picks up her second foul, and now checking in the game is Kyra Penn for the Lady Bombers. 1:25 to play. And the first free throw, no good. So Penn will check in, and now we're going to see Paige Siegler and also Brooklyn Strasner in the ball game. Second free throw coming up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Cabot. Mountain Home struggling at the free throw line tonight. Here's Jaina Davis. Now she'll dribble it back outside with the Lady Panthers leading by 17. And it looks like Cabot's going to try to run out the rest of the clock here in the third quarter. We're now under a minute to play. Here's Davis. And I think that's what Coach Crowder is wanting them to do. Here's Davis, cross court over to Ball. Inside to Siegler, outside to Davis. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. 38-21. And Davis with the basketball. Now we're at 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. And now Davis, she's going to drive, lays it up. No good. But Jaina Davis will go to the free throw line for two shots. Leah Jackson will pick up her second foul, and so Jaina Davis at the line for two free throws. First free throw is good by Davis. And now Anna Grace Foreman will check in for Leah Jackson. So Coach Leonard going big with both Penn and Foreman in the ball game. Second free throw by Davis is good. The biggest lead of the night for Cabot at 19. 40-21, 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here's Martin, not a Husky, not a Foreman, on the right side. And now Foreman down low. And that's going to be 3 seconds in the lane. I'll tell you what, when it rains, it pours. And that's been the night for Mountain Home. 7 seconds to play, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Here's Davis. Davis pulls up, shot, good. And that is how the third quarter is going to end with the score. Cabot 42 and Mountain Home 21. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have to start the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You know you should get your routine mammograms, but you haven't. And no doubt, you've got your reasons for putting it off. Between work, running the kids to their school activities, and keeping the house up, you just haven't made the time. You know these reasons don't hold up, especially when you consider that breast cancer is the easiest to treat and survive when it's found early. Even though you don't feel any lumps, doesn't mean you don't have cancers that are too small to feel. Don't wait. Schedule your mammogram today.
Axtra Regional Medical Center's mobile mammography unit will be in Melbourne at Gray Family Practice Monday, December 17th, in Marshall at Boston Mountain Rural Health Tuesday, December 18th, and in Flippin at Access Medical Thursday, December 20th, then at Ranger Boats Friday, December 21st.
This breast cancer awareness message is brought to you by Advanced Auto Body, ASE Warranty, Gifteeks, Foot and Ankle Specialty Clinic, Dr. Stefan, and Ann Staff Bank. Call 508-1164 for more information. Early detection is the key to life.